You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This game is brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from courtside, here is our play-by-play caller, Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and we welcome you from Wolverine Arena on the campus of Bentonville West High School in Centerton as we welcome you to tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball and welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show as the Mountain Home girls are getting ready to take on the Lady Wolverines of Bentonville West. And for those of you that are wondering real quick, what about the Bomber Boys? They are playing over on our sister station tonight, KTLO AM 1240. They're actually not too far from me, actually here in the same county, Benton County. Mountain Home Boys are playing at Salem Springs. Again, that's over on KTLO AM 1240. That game should be just about underway if it hasn't started already. We'll try to update you on the scores on that as I get them tonight. As for this game, Mountain Home comes into it with a record of 6 wins and 2 losses. The Lady Bombers actually a little bit on a 2-game skid right now. They fell to Harrison this past Tuesday night by a score of 44-41 in that game. It was a very good Harrison team that's only had one loss going into tonight. And with some excellent talent, especially in Caroline Cecil, who was just about lights out in that first half. This is Bentonville West that is seeing its share of struggles right now. They are 3-6 on the season. It's a roster that is right now a little bit inexperienced and also a little bit depleted as well. They've got 3 players out with injuries at this moment. One of them actually just got hurt a few days ago in practice, according to their coach, Randy Richardson, who has been the Lady Wolverines coach ever since Bentonville West's inception. So this is his fourth year at the helm of Bentonville West High School's girls program. But this is as I said, inexperienced. The leading scorer for this Bentonville West team is actually a sophomore, Lainey Tapp. Well, I'm sure I'll be calling her name quite a bit as we continue on. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Bentonville West in this girls game in Centerton. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back at Wolverine Arena here on the campus of Bentonville West High School in Centerton, Mountain Home girls getting ready to take on this Lady Wolverine team. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for Mountain Home, the visiting team in their road blues, coached by Dell Leonard. They'll be going with 2 seniors tonight, Emma Martin at 5'7", and Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2", and then 3 juniors to round out the starting lineup, Kate Gilbert at 5'10", Addison Yates at 5'9", and Emily Payne at 5'6". This Bentonville West team is going to go with a freshman in its starting lineup, Mesa Willis, 2 juniors, Chloe Jones and Madison Phillips, 1 sophomore, Lainey Tapp, who, as I said earlier, is the leading scorer for this Bentonville West team, and a senior to round out the starting lineup, Jada Curtis. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Bentonville West coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.